This is program number LW2518. Well, let me tell you about a friend. Hi, this is Larry West. You know what a friend is. Once upon a time, a long time ago, a fellow was walking down the road going from one famous city to another. You've heard of the two towns. He was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. There weren't any friendly houses in sight, nothing but gray rocks and barren hillsides. Now, travelers making their way over that rocky road were usually very uneasy. That's because everyone knew that there were usually muggers in the area who would attack lonely travelers. It just wasn't a safe place to be. Not by yourself, anyway. But this guy's business was urgent, so he decided to take the risk of traveling alone that day. Well, all of a sudden, there they were, a bunch of bandits. They sprang out from behind a rock on the side of the road, and quicker than tongue can tell it, they grabbed the guy, ripped off his clothes, and punched him out. In fact, they left him almost dead, and then they ran back into the hills. Well, the poor fellow just lay there, covered with bruises from head to toe, bleeding, when suddenly there was the sound of footsteps coming down that rocky road. "Oh, what a relief! Help me!" he groaned, expecting someone to rush to his side and bathe his wounds. But it just so happened that the one coming down the road was a priest, a Jewish priest from the temple in Jerusalem. "What luck!" he thought. "If anybody will help me, it will be this priest, because he's a man of God." But you know what happened? The priest gave him just a quick glance, a fearful one, and hurried by. I mean, you know, maybe he was late to church or something. I mean, after all, you must separate church and state, and surely this must be a civil matter, right? Well, time passed by, and the sun began to get low in the west, and all of a sudden he heard more footsteps. Was it the priest? Had changed his mind, and he was coming back? The wounded man raised himself on his elbow and called out, "Please help me, please!" Well, it wasn't the priest, but it was the associate minister of the local church. They called them Levites back then. But he was as apathetic as the priest had been. "It's too bad about the poor fellow," the Levite said, "but this road is a scary place after dark." And he rushed on by just like the priest had done. Well, the clock ticked on, and the poor man still lay there as if he were the remains of a dog someone had just run over and splattered on the highway. All of a sudden, though, there came a third set of footsteps. "A Samaritan," he cried out in disappointment, "of all people to come by now." Now, why would he say that? Well, you see, the fellow lying there, all beat up, was a Jew, and Samaritans and Jews hated each other. I mean, they were bigots in those days, just like we have them today. But to his surprise, the Samaritan stopped. I mean, this guy jumped off his horse, grabbed his first aid kit, and began to help the guy. He was a regular paramedic. He put the poor guy on his donkey and took him to a first aid station, really a sort of motel, and gave the manager there some money, telling him to take care of the poor victim, saying, "If that's not enough now, I'll give you more when I return." Now, you know, there is a real friend. I mean, he didn't look at the color of the man's skin. He didn't say, "You fool, you know you shouldn't have been on this road all by yourself. You got what you deserved." No, he found a man in trouble, and he decided to become a friend. Now, you know, that's exactly how one becomes a friend. He decides to. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. That little story that I told you today is found in the Bible. It was told by Jesus Christ himself. He's teaching us caring about each other, being each other's friend. Today, look around and find someone you can care about. There is a someone who needs you. Decide, and that's how it happens, decide you're going to be his friend. Do it today. I have a Bible study course, yours free. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course. You can study it at your own leisure time in the privacy of your own home. It's 11 lessons long. There is no cost, no obligation. Let me send you this non-denominational 11-lesson Bible study course through the mail. Let me send it to you today. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ. West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.